This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
We got great material on the fact that our title of our podcast is a sentence. What's the name of your podcast? It's a paragraph.
That would be hilarious.
What's the name of your podcast? Company, it's a stanza in a poem.
First company whose name is a paragraph long.
All right, here we go. 3, 2.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Wednesday, mid-June, June 15th, and today's pod is the best one yet.
It really is better than yesterday's pod.
Except stocks. Stocks.
True.
They're at their lowest point in a year.
Not gonna lie, it's not looking good out there.
Okay, people are asking, what are we doing? Jack just ran into a Yeti in Madison Square Park, asked, what are we doing? And we are doing nothing.
We have seen stock market downturns before. The biggest thing to avoid is selling your stocks at a low.
Thankfully, we got enough cash to pay the bills. In the meantime, Jack and I, we're doing nothing.
No, we are in New York.
Yes, we are.
And today we're going to walk by the stock exchange.
The literal Wall Street is like right over there.
Can we like yell at stocks to stop doing what they're doing?
You want to hold up a sign? Make stocks go up. This is Nick and Jack.
That's our first story.
First story. What do we got?
Nextdoor stock rose on word that three venture capitalists bought the dip.
One difference between Nextdoor and every other social media company: no trolls.
For our second story, McDonald's just quietly slaughtered the salads from their menu because the healthy era is over.
Jack, the egg McMuffin?
In.
Jack, the egg white McMuffin?
Out.
And our third and final story.
Florida. Florida is about to become the cleanest state in the country thanks to one company.
NextEra. It's the biggest utility company on planet Earth, and they're shutting down oil, gas, and coal.
Florida!
Florida.
But before we hit that wonderful next
playoffs,
IKEA, the Swedish furniture company. You love it.
Yetis, nothing is more satisfying than putting together an IKEA table.
Besties, nothing is more frustrating than putting together an IKEA table.
Well, IKEA, they pioneered affordable chairs, and you get to assemble them yourself.
With the IKEA assembly manual. No words needed because it's a universal language, those little characters.
But get this, Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style. IKEA is pioneering another industry.
IKEA just announced they're getting into baby names.
This is real. IKEA, like, literally built a name bank of 800 baby names.
Those 800 baby names are based on IKEA products.
Okay, so there is a shortage of nightstands, but there is no shortage of newborns.
IKEA thinks their furniture can inspire your infant's name.
Okay, Jack, let's check out the list here. For example, forget Michael, go with Mom.
Forget Katie, go with Kivik.
Forget Tony,
Go with Trotten.
Be the only kid whose name has five consonants in a row.
Sure, your child's future, it's going to be tied to a Scandinavian fjord.
And yeah, they're going to have to figure out how to type an umlaut.
But IKEA, it's not just a brand. IKEA is an internationally known language.
That's right. So when your kid studies abroad, hopefully, he's going to be like a rock star.
She's going to be a legend.
Let's hit our three stars.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in a dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, because we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show.
For our first story, Jack, three major venture capital firms just bought the dip on Nextdoor stock.
Because neighbors don't troll each other.
Won't you be my neighbor? Well, Yetis,
they
by
sometimes
the way,
troll each other.
Jack and I were enjoying some lovely sweet green salads down in the financial district. We're talking to each other. We're trying to prepare this story for the pod. And we're wondering, is anyone buying the stock market dip right
It's now? Tempting. I mean, the S&P 500 is in a bear market. It's down 20%.
So Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style, and we noticed something that some venture capital firms were doing.
Last week, we saw that three venture capital firms are buying the dip on one particular company.
Big time buying the dip.
Including Mary Meeker and Greylock, a venture capital firm.
Okay, so get this. It's public information when shareholders of companies buy or sell, like, huge amounts of stock.
And three major shareholders just bought major amounts of Nextdoor stock.
$40 million of Nextdoor stock.
Three major VCs are buying the dip of Nextdoor.
Okay, so now Jack and I went full Mr. Rogers on this. Nextdoor is the social network for neighbors.
Now, they SPAC'd onto public stock markets. They were one of the last SPACing companies, actually. They did it in November of last year.
And they don't describe their users as like monthly active users. They're a little more creative than that.
They say monthly active neighbors. In fact, we control F to neighbors, like, by far their most said thing.
Yeah, it really is.
They love neighbors.
Here is why Jack and I found this story so fascinating. Nextdoor is unlike every other social media company because it's limited.
It's geofenced. You can only be in the social network of your neighborhood.
Yeah, the Upper East Side, that's like your thing. That's who you're hanging out
with. It's kind of the opposite of the metaverse. It's like extremely physical.
Yeah, it is. And so once they verify your address, they let you post about, you know, that coyote that you saw that your neighbors did not.
What was that noise? That's what you can post on Nextdoor.
I signed up for Nextdoor literally just to get the weekly emails. And then I forward them to Jack because the subject lines are absolutely hilarious. Like, Jack, here was that subject line I sent you the other day. One of them said, update, it was a squirrel.
Oh, that's what the noise was?
The next one just said, someone left Oreos on three garages. Strange.
That is strange. I have joined in the meantime, and the main one that I get actually is a little frustrated. Somebody says, pick up your dog's poo.
Apparently, people are annoyed about this person walking around the marina with like AirPods not in.
Now, the ticker symbol of this company is KIND, kind. This is a nudge for neighbors on this social network to be kind with their posts.
Yeah, it's now down the stock 77% since they went public, like, you know, most not yet profitable tech stocks.
But three venture capitalists clearly think it's going up because they bought $40 million of this beaten and battered stock.
So the way Jack and I see it, perhaps they see in Nextdoor something that they don't see in other social media companies. Feels like a takeaway moment. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Nextdoor?
It's not anonymous. It's accountable.
Yeti, social media is packed with trolls. It's awful. They make it a toxic place. Everyone's talking about
it. And trolls can thrive for one fundamental reason.
Mm-hmm.
Trolls are anonymous.
Never in human history have we been able to insult each other with anonymity at scale.
Let me repeat that. Never in human history have we been able to insult each other with anonymity at scale.
Well, even if there's a name on your account, if you live 2,000 miles away, that's still anonymous.
Right. Nextdoor, though, they limit who you can interact with to only people who live in your neighborhood. Literally, physically, they are there.
Now, they do have a profit problem. Losses keep growing, just like other tech companies.
But they don't have much of a troll problem because neighbors are accountable with each other.
It's not anonymous. It's accountable. For our second story, McDonald's just cut basically every single healthy item from its menu's history.
McDonald's was being a people pleaser.
Yeah.
And that can be problematic.
All right, Jack. Over the last 10 years, McDonald's, they've been under some pressure, right? They've been under pressure.
They've been under pressure to add stuff to the menu that's not going to supersize you.
Keep the Big Mac, but add an option to sub the fries with a little bit of kale.
Keep the Coke, but give people an option to do half Coke, half Diet Coke.
Would a little arugula kill you?
Here's the news. McDonald's is adjusting their menu nationwide to have fewer items on the menu.
Okay, so Jack and I were curious. You know, they're slimming down the menu. What is it going to look like now?
This isn't just slimming down the menu. This is a salad slaughter.
Okay, Jack and I are going to sum up what we discovered. So McDonald's didn't say this at all, but Jack and I are calling it, it's the end of the era of healthy options.
Yeah. Here are the specific items that have been cut from McDonald's menu.
Hit us, Jack.
All the salads.
All right.
The fruit and yogurt parfait.
Really?
The grilled chicken sandwich.
That's pretty good.
The egg white McMuffin. They're all gone.
Yeah, if it's not deep fried, it is MIA.
If it photosynthesizes, it's done for.
Well, sliced apples and oatmeal, those are the only heart-approved items that'll stay. They're there.
Those are the two healthier items that will stay in the Happy Meals product.
That's how much ketchup you put on them, but yeah.
But McDonald's gave Bloomberg three reasons for cutting these items from the menu.
First, Jack, straight up cost.
Fruit costs more per pound than meat.
Okay, then time.
Tossing a salad takes a lot of time.
And then finally, the last reason they're cutting all these healthy items is the workers.
Okay, have you tried separating egg yolks from the egg whites?
It's like a balancing act.
You got to do this like 9 times. And then there's that one big glob that just won't separate.
The hens are laughing at you. They think it's a joke.
There's a tight job market and they don't have time to train people to separate these healthy items.
Ipso facto, Jack, the egg McMuffin.
It stays.
Jack, the egg white McMuffin?
It's gone.
So McDonald's is slaughtering these salads, but analysts expect that its profitability is going to rise, not like over time, immediately.
Because it's less cost, it's less time, and it requires less worker training.
Get this, their profitability is expected to rise 14% in the next 3 months.
Healthy isn't healthy for profits at McDonald's.
So Jack could not have said that better. So what is the takeaway for our buddies over at McD's?
You can't be a people pleaser with products.
All right, besties, get up close here. Interesting thing Jack and I should share with you. Jack is a people pleaser. We've talked about it a bunch. It's wonderful. I love that part about Jack. But for Jack, it's also, it's complicated, right? It's
hard. I thought it was a strength of mine.
Yeah.
But being a people pleaser can be a weakness too.
Jack, tell us a little
okay,
more.
Okay, for example, you go on like a vacation.
All right.
If you're a people pleaser, you might feel the pressure to visit everybody you know in that city or that place you're traveling to. But what about like your relaxation?
Yeah, and those people may not want to see you.
Yeah. What about your family's like joy? You don't just want to please your friends. What about you?
Yeah.
Right?
And those people may not want to leave their homes to see you. So Jack and I were looking at the situation. McDonald's is people pleasing too, but with products.
Yeah, McDonald's wanted to please health-conscious diners and make them feel welcome at McDonald's.
But it's healthy items are less profitable for McDonald's and customers didn't even want them in the first place.
Salads are popular, but they're not popular at McDonald's.
So McDonald's people-pleasing, it was hurting its core business.
And you have to take care of yourself. Self-care isn't selfish.
McDonald's, it's done being a people-pleaser.
And now a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
So for the last 3.5 years, Jack and I were running a startup within a startup, basically.
We turned our company Market Snacks into Robinhood Snacks, the news arm of Robinhood.
And at Robinhood, we co-hosted the Snacks Daily Pod that you got to know and love.
At Robinhood, we also got to hire an awesome team of news people who run the Robinhood Snacks newsletter.
Wild fact here, the biggest newsletter in America, Robinhood Snacks.
A key detail, though, not many are aware of, is the editorial independence.
So Jack and I set it up so that we could independently cover the most interesting and most important news stories of the day.
Robinhood's commitment to free, digestible news snack style was an awesome differentiator.
Yeah, if you're not investing in Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/tboy and choose a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or the podcast. For our third and final story, avocados sue McDonald's. Actually, the world's largest power utility company is shutting down all of its oil, its gas, and its coal plants.
Florida Power and Light wants credit for it, so they trademarked a new term.
Florida Power and Light. I love how utilities companies just like get right to what they do. They keep it simple.
Well, they're owned by a corporation called NextEra Energy, and this is the biggest utility in the United States and in the whole world.
It's like if we named our podcast Two Guys with Microphones.
Well, thanks to Florida Power and Light, when Tom Brady plugs in like his electromagnetic face mask thing
over in Tampa,
he can thank Florida Power and Light that it works.
Well, the reason Jack and I wanted to cover Florida Power and Light is because they just made the boldest climate pledge by a power company that we've ever seen by far.
They just pledged to eliminate all carbon completely by 2045.
They're going full Captain Planet on us, Jack.
Right now, Florida Power and Light, they have oil plants, they have gas plants, they have coal plants. But in the next 20 years, they're going to literally gradually retire and demolish them.
In the meantime, they're building insane amounts of solar and wind to replace all that oil, gas, and coal.
And then they're going to pepper the state of Florida with big batteries just everywhere. So wherever you are, there's something to plug into with clean juice.
Yeah, the 5 p.m. shuffleboard court at Del Boca Vista.
Powered by the sun to win.
But funny thing, besties, that Jack and I should mention about this Florida Power and Light situation.
Florida is going to become the state that has 100% climate zero customers.
Yeah, like you'd expect this in Oregon, but in this case, Floridians are going to have no choice.
They're going to have to be super environmental because their power company is super environmental.
Yeah, so like Tom Brady's pretty big house, it's gonna be fully carbon free because the electricity from Florida Power and Light is completely carbon free.
Right, so now if Tom just electrifies his other things like his car, his lawnmower, he'll become the first carbon free Super Bowl winner ever.
And Jack, he definitely stopped eating meat after
that. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, after that Strahan sack in Super Bowl 42.
He's carbon free after this.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our potentially carbon neutral buddy Tom Brady and the entire state of Florida?
Florida Power and Light, they want credit for this big decision, so they're trademarking this big decision.
Yetis, Florida Power and Light, they know this announcement could just get tossed in with all the other climate pledges going on these
days. Add this company to the list of hundreds of others making climate pledges.
But this is bolder. It's unlike any of the other climate pledges because this doesn't rely on carbon offsets.
That is key. ExxonMobil and the other oil companies, they're going to reduce their fossil fuels a little, but they're mostly going to rely on like planting trees to offset their carbon.
So Florida Power and Electric, they know this is so big, so they trademarked an entirely new term.
It's not net zero, it's real zero.
Real zero. They now own that term. Like real zero means clean, period.
Florida Power and Light, they want credit for this bold move, so they're trademarking real zero carbon.
Jack, they are owning the idea by literally owning the idea. Jack, can you please all of us and whip up the takeaways over there?
Nice what you did there. Three VCs have money they want to invest, so they just bought the dip of Nextdoor stock.
Nextdoor's differentiator. It isn't anonymous. It's accountable.
For our second story, McDonald's. They're cutting all the healthy items from their menu.
It's done being a people pleaser.
Our third and final story. Florida Power and Light is going real zero.
They want credit, so they're trademarking it. Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by JC Kareem in Laverne, California.
Push and play.
Hello, T-boys and T-girls. This is JC Kareem again, and my snack fact of the day is the tongue is actually the strongest muscle in your body.
To be honest, don't really have anything else to say about that.
Well, on a related note,
yeah,
the only body part to name itself.
This is the best fact yet. I can't believe you're going to drop it.
We got this one years ago.
This one's really good.
The brain. JC, fantastic. Best fact yet.
Yetis, you look fantastic today. If you haven't yet, remember to tell your buddies, HYHTBOY.
Have you had the best one yet?
Jack, we got Mary Lane. Good dinner tonight. We got to, let's do it. West Village.
City biking downtown.
Yeah, city. Let's hit the city bikes. We got to hit the bikes.
Dibs on the e-bike.
That's fair.
Actually, I don't want the e-bike.
Okay.
I like a good schwitz.
You're such a people pleaser.
Ah!
And before we go, congrats to Yeti Mandy Birch celebrating 10 years at the same company.
Celebrating with a vacation to Croatia.
Ooh, and Sally and Matt, happy third anniversary over in Chandler, Arizona.
And congrats to Matt Lewis and Sarah Barry, who just got engaged while feeding giraffes at the Columbus Zoo.
They just won life. Oh, and Shane Buckley, happy birthday in Cork, Ireland.
And happy birthday to Kane Waterbury in Charleston, South Carolina.
And happy birthday to fintech entrepreneur Akash Gupta in San Francisco, who we just ran into in San Francisco near our office.
Happy 24th birthday to twins Davis and Brittany in Atlanta, Georgia.
They're not roommates, they're roommates.
And happy 33rd to Dave O'Connell in Clawson, Michigan.
Oh, and Jack, Aurora Kirshner is turning one in Mastic Beach, Long Island.
Happy first birthday. And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Robinhood, and I own stock of Next Era.
And now a word about our exclusive sponsor, Robinhood.
Look, we're not tech guys. We're not engineers. Nick, I'm no product manager.
You look great, but we're not technically. When our computer's not working, Jack and I turn it off, and then we turn it back on again.
But when we moved to California to join Robinhood, we were in tech's mecca.
So we were soaking up as much about the tech industry as we could.
One thing we saw about the tech industry at Robinhood was insane customer focus.
Every product launched, every tweak made to the app was a laser-focused move on customers.
Robinhood would be interviewing hundreds of users to figure out if one tweak of one button in the app would improve the experience.
Inside of Robinhood, we saw that everything the company did was focused on the best outcome for you, the customer.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/T-Boy and choose a stock.
That's Robinhood.com/T-B-O-Y.
Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast.
Great job.
Did you hear what you said, Yetis, and I said
Festivus? Yeah,
and I said,
I was like, that is so good. You inspired the he and she. That was perfect.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, as soon as you said it. Dude, it was brilliant. Because that parallel, it's like parallel structure with an inversion.
I freaking love a parallel.
That was so good, dude. That was so good.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.